Andreas Thorkildsen, the two-time Olympic champion, qualifying with your third effort automatically from Group A of the javelin, 83 meters, 5 centimeters. How comfortable was qualification for you?
It was very uncomfortable. I hate throwing in the morning. Everybody does. So, you know, waking up at 6 a.m. is not something we're used to go throw. So, you know, it's something we do once a year, and that's championship time. All the other competitions are always at 8 p.m. So, you know, it's different, but, you know, everybody's got to go through it. And luckily, I was able to pull one out to automatic qualifying. So that was good.
You say it came in round three, a foul in the opening round. What is it that takes you so long to get warmed up despite the huge experience and ability that you have? What is it about the mornings that just finds your radar a little bit awry, your arm not quite as fast? What is it about the mornings that makes it so uncomfortable?
You know, it's timing, and timing is everything. And then, you know, my timing hasn't been great all year. So even if it was a morning, it would have taken me maybe a couple of rounds to really get started. But, you know, I'm just happy that I made it through to the final. That's all that matters right now. You know, I've been used to, like, qualifying 7th or 8th or 9th or 10th. So this was maybe a bit too much with, like, a top 3 qualifier maybe. And so I'm not really that comfortable about that. That didn't prove well last year in the Olympics. But we'll see if we can change that trend.
As you say, the Olympics, 6th place, got 3rd place in Daegu in 2011. With your timing not being quite where you'd like it, how confident are you, how optimistic are you that you can produce one or a series of big throws and get yourself back onto that top spot that you were so accustomed to and we were so accustomed to seeing you in?
Well, right now it's more of a gamble, or, you know, it's my technique right now is not stable. Like, it's not as stable as it used to be, and that's why my throws can go from 75 to 85, or my potentially physical shape is, you know, close to 90. So, you know, I keep my head open, and to whatever I'll take. You know, it's like I'm not expecting to get a gold medal. I know I'm capable of it, but it's not something that I'm expecting. I'm hoping that I'll fight for a medal. You know, that's being able to medal at a championship is a big deal. So hopefully I'll be able to pull one out there.
And just elaborate on those technical issues for us. Is it because you've become stronger, faster? Is it lost a bit of timing? What has gone awry with your technique, and how can you go about fixing, and how quick or otherwise is that process?
Well, the problem started in 2011 when I got a little bit of a hip problem. And then because the left leg is so, there's so much power going through it, or so much force going through it, it affected my timing. And then my hip wasn't really good for all last year. So it's only this year where it started to get really good, and where I can, you know, do competitions without it hurting and stuff like that. So you have to get used to throwing without pain, and you have to get used to getting your timing back, and you have to, like, do all the reps that it takes. And it's a bit of a process. You know, I started this year, you know, in January, throwing 50 meters and just building step by step. So it's taken a long time, and it's still a process that will continue into next year.
Well, listen, Andreas, you've given us a terrific insight into the trials and travails of an elite athlete. Very many thanks for your time, and all the best for that final you've got coming up.
Thank you. I hope it goes well.
Listen, Andreas, thanks a million, Andreas. Really appreciate that, man. Thank you.